How did Dwayne look out there? It's obviously it's been a long, a lot of work for him to get back to this point.
Yeah, he looked good. You know, he's progressing well. So, yeah, he looked good.
And you're hopeful maybe do something next week? Maybe.
Possibly this week. Never know.
After watching the film, what are some things that you can pinpoint on offense that went wrong?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, Sarah. We're really moving on to Tennessee. You know, we put New England in the rearview mirror. Everybody's got to do a better job, so I'm not going to really talk about New England. If you have Tennessee questions, I'll talk about Tennessee.
Did JJ have a day off?
Yes.
When you're looking at Dwayne, what do you look for on a tackle when he comes back for the first time specifically, and where do you want him to be, say? You said the other day you didn't think he'd play in this one, but the shot for the next one. So what are you looking for over a period of time?
Yeah, just probably his ability to move, you know, change direction, John, anchor, you know what I mean? Like be able to bend and get in a good football position and be powerful because he's a very powerful guy. And then just football conditioning, you know, his conditioning level.
Tackling, how tough is it to improve that in season with just kind of the rules about hitting in practice and that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, I mean, we can wear pads once a week for the first 11 weeks, so we can work tackling. So we work on tackling every day.
In terms of just from this past game, what did you
say? I'm past this game, Aaron, okay? We're on to Tennessee. If you have Titans questions, I'm all for it. Yep.
Your offensive line, big praise for them as they ground a horn again. Where are they right now relative to where you would like them to be and where they need to be?
Yeah, we just have to be more consistent. We need to coaches and players alike just do a better job, and that's what we're doing. We're working hard to put a good game plan together for Tennessee. Tennessee's a very good football team. It'll be a very physical game. They run the ball. They on their offense, you know, they do a good job of defending the run with their defense. You know, Dick LeBeau defense, so he does a good job with that. So we're working hard to have a good game plan.
You haven't played Mariota yet,
no.
And he's played better on the road than he's played at home. Could you talk about him and also some of the problems when you face a quarterback for the first time?
Yeah, right. He's excellent, John. He can, you know, he's a really good thrower. I mean, everybody knows he can run, but he's smart. He gets him into the right play. When he escapes out of the pocket or when he runs some of the quarterback run plays that they have, it's very dangerous. You know, so we have to play very disciplined defense. Everybody's got to do their job. He's a dangerous player. And it's a, you know, obviously one of the keys to the game is our ability to, basically try to defend him.
What have you seen from their two backs and the kind of challenge they pose?
Yeah, very big, big guys, physical guys. Murray's looks like, you know, just back to his old self. You know, he's a downhill running back, tough to tackle. They're using him in the passing game. He's been very good in the passing game. Henry, the rookie out of Alabama, he's downhill. Tough to tackle, both big guys. Gonna be a big challenge for us.
Can you talk about, you mentioned Dick LeBeau's defense. Can you talk about, you know, you faced him before, what you expect from facing his defense, this defense?
It's to expect the unexpected. You just don't know from week to week what you're going to get because he's a game plan oriented coach. He puts a lot of pressure on the line of scrimmage. You know, he does a great job with different fronts, different personnel groupings. So it's going to be a big challenge for our offense.
Bill, when a guy has to undergo rehab as long as Dwayne did, do you
right.
talk to him during that period, encourage him? What
Definitely.
What was your relationship with Dwayne while he's been going through all this?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Dwayne and I have a good, honest relationship. I have a ton of respect for him. Talk to him every single day. You know, you don't want to be overbearing. You know, you don't just want to go up to him every single day and talk about, hey, how's your leg doing? You know what I mean? You talk about other things. He's in all the meetings. He's one of our leaders. He's been a great mentor during the time that he's been out to our younger players. I think he's really helped Xavier Suofilo. But as far as, you know, him rehabbing, it's hard. It's a grind, and you just encourage him to keep after it. And he's a pro. That's what he does. He sticks with it, and I think he's getting better and better.